stranger when the stars go out of view. Something in the universe pulls me back to you. Distance makes a heart grow stranger when the stars go out of view. Yeah.
up for my husband Ryan Hurd, everyone.
Should I know what I was getting in for? A poor boy from Michigan. You love your mom like every Midwest kid. You like driving to Texas. Put up with all my exes to deserve you. Don't know what the hell I did.
Name for everyone. thank you so much for being here. This is, holy shit, this is a dream to play this venue. Y'all showed up on a Thursday. Hot damn, thank you so much. We have a lot of friends and family in the crowd tonight, and it just always feels like home when we're here, so thank you for always showing up for us. Los Angeles, you're the best. Happy birthday! So, welcome to the Humble Quest tour. We're almost done with it. I'm really sad. I feel like we just kicked this thing off, but it flies by really quick. And a lot's happened since we played the Greek back in 2019. So, I'll get to the music. A few things have changed. I have a toddler now. I have a child. I have a kid, I have a human, and he's at home right now, so I'm gonna just enjoy the tequila of tonight and enjoy you beautiful people. But thank you so much for coming out and putting our butts back on stage in this capacity. It really means the most to me, my band, my crew, everyone. You buying a ticket puts us back to work, so thank you for that. Now, I do have a new record out that came out back in March, but I am gonna play a good bit of my older stuff too, including this next song. This was, I think, the nicest way I could ever break up with someone in this song and apologize for it, but this is called I Wish I Was.
Never hangs on the
much. I'm going to do a new song if it's all right. We just put this out a couple months back, my friend Zed and I. So I'm going to do it. We played it a couple of shows now. So this is called Make You Say. Tim Kelly, isn't he amazing? Oh my goodness. We've been friends a long time in Nashville, and we're just so honored to have him and his incredible band out with us. How are we doing so far? Nice. So, I feel like I have definitely learned a lot, like making this record. Also, Greg, my producer, is here tonight. Greg Christian, I love you so much. Thank you for making this album sound the way it does. It was a very weird title to write to for this one, and I ended up naming the entire project after it. But I feel like I put my foot in my mouth a lot, and it's usually for the right reasons. I haven't played a show in the last 2 weeks, so I just want to say the vibe of this crowd tonight, I just feel very held by you. And we're not done. I'm not wrapping the show up or anything. I just wanted to like let you guys know. I'm really appreciative. It's super fucking crazy out there right now, but I feel like my favorite thing about shows and what I miss so much about them is that just thousands of strangers can all meet in the same place for a few hours a night, and just because they like this artist or this type of music, and I don't know, it just gives me a lot of hope. So I wrote this song when I couldn't do this, and I feel like it's just an ongoing journey of me kind of realizing like when it is time to speak up and when you really shouldn't shut the fuck up. So this documents that. This is called Humble Quest.
Who really knows how many songs Background. Oh,
with a shared cigarette. Seen eye to eye and heart to heart. Maybe I'm just getting old. Used to work, but now it don't. A long gone drive. You know the kind of great take a turn. And you don't know why, but it clears your mind. Surefire cure.
Discriminate, because honestly, I'm 5'1". Everyone is taller than me, so this song is truly for everyone, not just the tall guys. But I do see some tall guys in the crowd tonight. You're easy to spot. And I'm married to one, and he's over a foot taller than me. Actually, last week I met Shaquille O'Neal, who is a full 2 feet taller than me, and when I high-fived him, it looked like a toddler hand going into an adult hand. So yeah, I feel like, honestly, except for maybe the children in the crowd, everyone is taller than me. But I did write this to make my husband laugh, because tall guys are endearing. They're awkward at shows. Everyone behind them is mad at them because they're obstructing their view. They have no leg room on airplanes, but it's like we love them. So I wrote a song about it, and this is aptly called Tall Guys.
Some people like the beach, some people like the mountains. Some are wishing on the stars, or throwing pennies in a fountain. When it comes to a kiss that'll blow my mind, I'm always looking for a new eyes. Yeah, they keep me looking up. When I'm feeling down, and I
can always reach it. And we fly first class, cause it's the only way it needs fit. May not always see how to different point of view, so right. Cause he kisses up your head. It's just one of my favorite songs I've ever written because I feel like it's about all the broken parts of you that people say, oh, you'll heal those, or like just tape them back together, and like if someone wants to save you or something. And I feel like I want to find someone that loves me because of all the cracks and not try to stitch them back or whatever. So I wrote this back when I was just dating my now husband, and ended up going on my record, but it's just one of my favorite songs I think I've ever written, and I want to bring my friend John Mayer out to help me out with that. Being supportive of me and this song in particular, so let's do it. Smoke was coming off my jacket and didn't seem to mind. I left on a trail of ashes, and you said I like your style. Now heartbreak in a competition, but I took it in a landslide. The skeletons I wanted to bury, you locked out in the light. You didn't save me, you didn't think I needed saving. You didn't change me, you didn't think I needed changing. My wings are afraid, and what's left of my halo's black. Lucky for me, your kind of heaven's been to hell and back. To hell and back. I wonder how you treasure what anyone would call for. You say a pro without the pressure wouldn't be a pearl at all. When my demons come a calling, you don't even bat an eye. I don't scare you, and I guess that's why you didn't save me. You didn't think I needed saving. You didn't change. You didn't think I needed changing.
kind of heaven has been to hell and back, to hell and
y'all earlier, you know, I've got my son now, he's 2.5, but I wrote this next song the day I found out I was pregnant with him, and I just wanted to write a lullaby for my upcoming baby, and now I get to sing it every night, and he's usually on the road with me, but now I kind of dedicate it to Annie's baby, because she's super preggo right now. So this is for your bun in the oven. This is called Hummingbird.
Mexico in the winter, in Tennessee in the spring, you come and go like a whisper, leaving me the most beautiful dream. Hummingbird, hummingbird,
hummingbird, hummingbird, hummingbird.
so much. All right, Hollywood Bowl, let's kick it up a little bit.
Here we go, Rich. It's a toe prod.
fence in the driveway, out in the water. Vegas at the Mandarin, I roll the gambling. Me and Diddy should be down in back to Maryland.
Such a pleasure to get to play here, and yeah, just thank you so much for showing up tonight. I I promise it won't be so long that we stay away next time. But it's good to be back to work. It's good to have new music. But honestly, it's just really good to see you again. I'm really slightly freaking out. I'm gonna bring an artist out that I've loved for a very long time, and we never got to do this song live together. So I would love to bring out my friend Hozier.
It's my fault, I'm done.